This is Spike.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
This is you.
All right, knock it off.
All right, what's up, everybody? We're back.
Hey, we're going to do some more of the 70s TV shows.
Yeah, man, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun, I remember.
We're going to do it again.
Here we go. All right, last one we did was soap. So next on the list here is Bob Newhart Show. The Bob Newhart Show. I think that was like a variety show, but Bob Newhart was funny because... Maybe he's different in this. He played the part of just a serious person that never laughed.
Oh, okay. So they don't have any footage. It's just the song.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's got this chick in it. Remember that broad? This lady here.
Yeah, I can't see her good enough.
It bothers me that we can't see any footage here. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have something in the...
If you click YouTube, it'll take you to YouTube.
Well, right, but damn it.
And they'll probably have something.
Hello? Stop it. And of course they don't. They don't have anything.
It's just, that's kind of weird.
Stupid, but idiot tube.
That's what people called, or boob tube. That's what they called TV in the 70s and
idiot 60s. Box.
Yeah, the idiot box. Hey, go watch the idiot box, you stupid son of a whippersnapper. I don't know much about the Bob Newhart Show. I'm pretty sure Bob Newhart was on it.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
The next one, I think everybody's heard of. Or,
It's a cult classic. I mean, underground following to it, big time, Brady Bunch.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch.
Underground classic. The show was giant.
Yeah, right. It was a huge, huge, huge show.
During the 70s, but took place in the 60s, right?
I think so. I think it was supposed to be older than what it was in there. Maybe not, though. Maybe it was just normal.
And it's
no, because, well, the I remember the cars. He had...
Paneling on all the cars.
Well, no. He had the dad had a Cuda.
Station wagon?
He had a Cuda, like a Barracuda.
Oh.
So he had like a couple of hot rods. I think he had a Mustang at one point. Mostly Hemis. Mostly.
Am I thinking of the movie? Or did they have a station wagon?
Oh, they had a station wagon. Yeah, that was the mom's car.
Didn't they have paneling on it though?
But I think so.
Paneling
yeah.
was giant in the 70s. So maybe.
Oh yeah, right. There was
paneling in the 60s.
Possibly very late.
Maybe it was based in the
70s. It was probably mid to late 70s and also into the mid 80s, because there was some paneling K-car wagons.
Oh, man,
I remember that, and that was 84.
Man, who the heck thought of paneling? I don't know, but...
Dress it up a little,
right. We put some siding on it, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, I just drywalled the car. Nice.
It's not going to be very safe, but, you'll get by. I mean,
at least we'll be able to paint it with one coat.
All right, what's your favorite episode?
Brady Bunch? Well, the first thing that pops into mind is the tiki. When they're at the beach, it's like a three-episode to be continued.
Okay, yeah.
And Brady, Peter Brady finds a tiki doll, and it ends up really bad luck, and all this bad shit happens, and
yeah,
and then he has to get rid of it, so he gives it to some dude. The dude ends up dying. I'm kidding. I made that up.
Jeez. The one he takes the Brady Bunch into a really dark area. The guy ends up dying. I'm like, a Brady Bunch? What? But mom always says, don't play ball in the house.
Oh, yeah.
That brought the country out of him, too.
But it was not that Southern, is what you're saying it as.
Yeah, maybe
Mom
I...
Mom always said, don't play ball in the house.
It was more I know, I probably little, made it that you, way.
You twined it up there. You added some banjo to it there.
But I can remember the ball bouncing down right. and then landing on a, didn't it go a bunch of times?
Yeah, and they over and over. But, yeah. Is that when it hit Marcia in the face and broke her nose? Oh, my nose!
No, maybe when we were playing football. You were playing, yeah, they were playing in the backyard.
Yeah, that's right.
AstroTurf.
Show my nose. Yeah, they had AstroTurf. They didn't have grass. That's hilarious.
Yeah, because
it was a set anyway. It was a studio.
Studio backyard. That's awesome. But yeah, it was a basketball that came out and hit a vase or something.
Yeah, and it smashed the shit out of a vase or a lamp, and then
might have been a lamp. Yeah,
she always said, "Don't play ball in the house." And
you always said, "Don't play ball in the house."
Don't play ball in the house.
Brought the country right out of him. But I mean, even if you can get over the 70s hokiness of the show
and the clothes,
it's still there's some comedy to be had.
Oh, that's a good show,
and it's wholesome.
It's wholesome, right? You know, not like your kids are gonna watch it on accident, and then and pretty soon they're gonna be, you know, smoking dope or something. I mean, it's not that that's necessarily not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A Seinfeld thing. The Brady Bunch, rock solid, good stuff.
Yeah. Even today I can sit down and watch it, excuse me. Jeez, I did not sleep worth a damn last night. Jeez.
Mm, me too. We were talking about spinoffs earlier and I'm pretty sure that the Jeffersons spun off of All in the Family. So here's the next on the list here, the Jeffersons. That was a good show.
And George, man.
George Jefferson. He was pretty funny.
The one where his son was in the show.
Sherman Helmsley.
Yeah. He had his show.
Lionel was his son.
Yeah, right.
Named after the train.
But it was funny. It was kind of racy because he was like, he was trying to find a new manager. And then his son gave him a resume that was of a lady, you know. Like, hey, I got your new manager, you know? And he's like, I want to hire a manager, not a womanager.
Are you kidding?
No.
That's hilarious.
No, yeah. I wanted to hire a manager, not a womanager. You know, but the way he said it was so great, you know, with his just his overboard, you know.
Craziness.
Yeah his wackiness and made it that much funnier. But if you could find that episode where he's trying to find a new manager for his business.
Which is a laundry, I think.
Yeah, coin laundry, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Like a laundromat.
Yeah.
Where they clean clothes. That was almost never in it.
Yeah, right. This was a weird episode because it talked about a lot of that, which I thought was kind of an odd episode, but I think I got...
So that's the premise of the show is they were poor... And they had a lawn.
It was moving on.
Yeah, and they got rich because of the business that he started, and then the whole thing moving on up to the east side.
A sweet apartment, right? No, it was a deluxe apartment. Yeah, where was it again?
In the sky.
Oh yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, it's a great show too, and still to this day, it'll still stand up.
Yeah, you know right. What I mean?
You're going to see 70s all over it, obviously, because of the clothes. But,
oh, for sure, yeah.
But it's the comedy is still there.
Yeah, and it gets a little risque.
Yeah, you probably hear Whitey in there a couple times.
Maybe the N-word a few times.
No, I don't know about Jefferson's.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
ER? Like hard ER or AH?
I don't think AH was back then. I think that AH was definitely within the confines of the year 2000 and newer. I'm thinking.
Because well, rap would have you believe that, too. I think it might. Maybe. I don't know. But rap would have you think that for sure. But,
Okay, next.
Email in, right? Tell us when it originated. Who knows? But, yeah, the next up is... another one, almost, and they go together, I think.
What? Love Boat and, shit.
The Both. Both.
Yeah, Both. Right. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And I remember this because I don't remember how or why or what it was.
There was always some mystery to figure out. I Love Boat, right?
Yeah, Love
Boat. Almost like the same premise.
Love Boat and Fantasy Island. So the Love Boat and Fantasy Island, I think that there was... some crossover shows.
Yeah.
That one crossed over into the other.
Yeah. Hi, Captain Stubing. How are girlfriend Doc? When one guy that looked like Captain Stubing or whatever answers the door Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura. Yeah, the guy answers the door of the. So how is everybody feeling tonight? Oh, very, very well. Very, very well, thank you. That one guy that has the giant fish collection, whatever. So they went to his house party or whatever. Mm-hmm. Him and Courtney Cox.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And geez, she looks so hot in that movie.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh yeah. And when you get to the door, that guy answers. Hi, Captain Stupid. Oh, our Gopher and Doc. And Gopher, he was that dorky.
Yeah, he was like, Doc was the bartender.
And he, was he a black dude?
He was a black guy.
Yeah.
And Gopher
was the dorky, Jack Tripper almost kind of character.
Yeah, right. And he was like, I don't know, maybe somebody that would.
Isaac? Isaac's the black dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Isaac was the, Doc was the one that looked like Barry Manilow. That's right, he was the executive-looking older man that was a doctor.
I can picture him now.
He was always poking every broad on the boat, too. Remember that?
No.
Doc was...
Oh, because of the money. Meredith Baxter Burney again.
Yeah.
She was in this episode.
Exciting and new. Come up. Suzanne Summers, she was on there a lot. Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, right. This was always a guest.
Yeah, this was like star. A cameo. Filled with cameos.
Cameos, yes. I'm glad you threw that in. Okay, and that's the Doc. Okay.
That's Doc, yeah.
Bernie Koppel?
Something like that. And then Fred Grandy.
This is the one I was thinking was the Jack Tripper goofball character.
Ted Lang was the bartender named Isaac, I think, right? It doesn't have their names, so it just says what they do. And then this broad, she got like really into cocaine, really bad. Julie Tews? T-E-W-E-S?
Laura Tews?
Or Laura Tews, yeah. Her name was Julie on the show.
Hello?
On the
show, yeah.
So, yeah.
I always thought she was really cute, though.
Yeah, right. She's got a cute face.
As Julie, your cruise director. Cruise director?
Yeah, she was the cruise director.
Lauren
Tews. She was kind of new. I think she wasn't in there from the beginning. She was added later. But, yeah.
You know how I remember it? From In Living Color. He looked like Isaac from The Love Boat. And I think I love you. Remember them ladies?
The Jamaican ladies.
Yeah. He only got one job?
Yeah, right. Only one job.
Because
they
I don't know, it was all based on that they work so hard or something
like
that.
And they have so many jobs.
He looked like Isaac from The Love Boat. And I think I love you. But that's the only reason why I remembered Isaac from The Love Boat. Is Isaac another dude or is it that...
No, bartender. Isaac is the bartender guy. Yeah,
yeah. I thought for sure it was.
You were right.
But, and it's a, Love Boat's a good show. It's kind of, I don't know, is it more of a, I always saw it as kind of a little romantic for me.
Oh, as Love a kid, Boat? Though. Well,
it's not really.
It was a lot like Fantasy Island. But it was on a boat, and they would come on, and people would do.
Isn't there always some kind of mystery going on?
There was some
kind
of mystery or something. Yeah, right.
Maybe Love Boat was more like that.
And I remember Charo used to be on it.
Yeah, the Mexican chick or whatever, Cuban, whatever she was. I don't even know.
Yeah,
Brazilian,
right.
Brazilian, maybe. I'm not yet.
She was always coochie coochie.
Yeah.
But
Lips Out to Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Tits Out to Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
She was pretty stacked.
Yeah.
So, now this next one, I mean, it was a great show, I'm sure, but I never watched it.
I think it's because it was a lady. We were young boys. Mary Tyler Moore show just didn't sound that great to me. Right. You know what I mean?
I've heard a lot of good things about it, and I actually heard like her story and how she fought in this show to get certain blah blah yada yada. The wife was watching it, and I was just kind of
contract yada yada. You seen the commercial recently?
No.
It's a phone service commercial. It's contract yada yada.
Oh,
does it have that yada yada? Sorry, I just threw it.
Then the next one
was
a good show. It was made into a movie with the Odd Couple. It was what's his name from the Bad News Bears?
This dude here, yeah.
The main guy from the Bad News Bears.
Quit doing that. On November 13th, Sydney, wasn't this guy Sydney or something?
They'll say his name right now.
Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence.
Oh.
That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was worse earlier.
Oscar Madison.
Requesting that he. Walter Matthau.
That's Walter Matthau?
No. Walter Matthau played the dirty guy in the movie Odd Couple. Pretty sure. Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then was it Bad News Bears, he was in.
Was the Odd Couple? Was he in it with that same guy?
With a guy.
Jack something?
Yeah, Jack.
Meredith? No, I'm thinking of Rocky's coach.
Yeah.
Rocky's.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Jack.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
Though.
He's a really good actor. I like him a lot.
And he's dope or whatever at least said to him. But
right.
They would call each other those
names.
And
they would call each other names. Is that the Odd Couple? Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was based on that. I didn't know that.
Oh, no. It's Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpy Old Men.
That's what we're thinking about. Pretty sure they had an Odd Couple movie, but I think that maybe it's just that was based on the Odd Couple. I don't know. Maybe that's what maybe when that stuff came out about, I thought, wow, that's a
Odd Couple movie. Yeah, typing skills gun.
Yeah, it is. Walter Matthau. That's them. Yeah, that was from 68. So the show.
The show is based off the old.
Yeah, off the movie. Good gravy.
Wow, yeah.
And look, 98. What is this? The Odd Couple 2. So from 68, and then the Odd Couple 2 was in 98. That is crazy.
And it's the same guys. That is so
cool,
man.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
That Jack dude is great.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon.
They were awesome. Yeah, I think they both have passed.
Man, what studs, though, man, in their time. Mm-hmm. Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, awesome.
Yeah, awesome. I knew that they
comedy
but they also
relief.
they were both also in Grumpy Old Men. So,
yeah, right.
So yeah,
it's like
they were in the
Odd
Couple.
Excellent pair.
Yeah, they were great together. They were in a lot of stuff together, just like Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise. They were in a lot of stuff together.
Oh yeah, man, it's another great, pair.
Yeah,
pairing.
Right.
Awesome pairing whenever you have those two together. Why is this guy ringing a bell? What is he from? Oh, it had conclusions written on it that you could jump to. That's that guy there. Conclusions, Matt. In Office Space.
Oh, yeah. And then he ended up rich because
he got into
an accident or something.
He decides, he puts his tailpipe, and his wife wakes him up, and he's... He looks her in the eyes and decides he doesn't want to kill himself anymore, so he gets out of the, backs out of the car and whatever. I don't remember the way the guy told the story.
He ended up in like a body cast or something.
Yeah, he backed out. He's like, oh, bye, honey. He decides like he doesn't want to kill himself or whatever. So, bye, honey, and then it shows him back out, and there's like a garbage truck just plows right through him, and like you're saying, he's in a body cast.
Yeah, and he ends up suing the thing and making millions of dollars or something. That was in that movie. That
a little dirt road, but Richard Real, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, it looks like Real.
But funny, man, that was hilarious. It had conclusions written on it that you could jump to. Conclusions, Matt. Jump to conclusions, man. This is the worst horrible idea I've ever heard.
Yes, this idea is horrible.
It's the Ayin Najah, Samir.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember the next door neighbor?
Ayin Najah. It's not that hard to say. But what, what's ahead?
Driving each other crazy.
It's funny, though. I bet you that makes me want to see the original Odd Couple now.
Yeah, right.
See, it was 68?
68. That's 54 years ago.
Jeez.
55, maybe.
And 98? How cool is that? Part 2 is 30 years later.
Right, yeah.
Man, that's cool.
So the TV show was probably pretty good, too. I didn't watch much of it, but I did watch some of it. And, you know,
that one dude's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm going to say the movie was probably way better. But the guys that played the Odd Couple, that was good, too. For sure. Now, the next one, I think that some people were this and some people were Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
We were Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
The other one is the Partridge Family. So... Susan Day, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's the one that went on to play in that really weird movie she was completely nude in.
Yeah, right. That was
that was like mid-80s.
Yeah, that was a good movie too. That was really weird. It's called Looker.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Looker. They had that gun where you'd shoot somebody and then they would go into a standing coma. They would just go catatonic.
Okay,
stand there like stop. And then they'd be holding ice cream, and they'd shoot them with that gun, and they would just be stopped. And then when they came to, the ice cream would be melted all over the place, and it would be 25 minutes later or something. But that was great for... They were in a car chase, I remember. That was a great movie. If you get the chance, look it up. It's definitely worth it, and there's some good boob shots in it. It's called Looker, L-O-O-K-E-R.
The whole scanner thing go over the...
Yeah. That was Susan Day, but there was another one where there was... They were like doing surgery on a broad that hit them big, and she's like, "I wanted to do this and this, and I don't know." But it was about models that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That they're doing like surgery to enhance them and stuff, and the Looker Lab would scan your body and then tell you exactly what you needed to be perfect. That's what it was about. Was making the perfect woman. So it was really cool and
interesting.
In the car chase, somebody takes the gun and shoots the guy as he's looking over, and then he wakes up it like smashed into a fountain, and he's all wet, and people are standing around him. He's like been there just catatonic for 20 minutes, and
that's
so
nuts.
Anyway, but that was got that from the Partridge Family. Oh, Susan Day, that's why.
Yeah, right. Went on a little bit of a dirt road there.
Yeah, this song is going nowhere.
David Cassidy.
Yeah. Remember Sean Cassidy?
Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, yeah, right. He was young in this.
I recognize the dude, but I would have never known that was Dave Madden. Yeah. I don't even know who Dave Madden is. But anyway.
He looked a little bit like Phil Collins.
He did. Like a rejected Phil Collins. Yeah.
And then here comes the next one that we both loved.
I love this show. Growing up, I loved watching this. Three's Company.
Yeah.
And I mean, man, it's, you know, like we were talking about earlier, the old landlords and the new landlords, they were both great.
Yeah, they both played their part very well as the nosy landlord. Mr. Roper.
Because you had the first one, which was Don Knotts, and he was just by himself.
He's the second one. The Ropers spun off to their own TV show.
That's right.
They had
their own TV show. Yeah, it was the Ropers. I didn't know that. I thought Don Knotts was first. Yeah, I got him completely screwed around. But Don Knotts was by himself, though. He was a single dude. And the Ropers, Mr. Roper had his wife or whatever.
Right.
She was a whole different
aspect. She was a nightmare, and he was always trying. She was always wanting to have sex, and he was always trying to get away from her.
Yeah, and his facial expressions were great.
He was pretty funny. Yeah.
I think that was one of the best parts of him was his facial expressions.
Yeah. This is a newer version of the song.
What the hell? It's the channel, though. The channel probably made that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. They're talking about... I'm really offended now that they were talking
about... We're talking about cats, I think.
Oh, that's... All right, yeah, then I'm not like offended. It's a cat song. I like cats.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, Three's Company. Suzanne Somers, nice.
Yeah.
And she's then also... Heyday too, what was her name? What was Janet?
Susan... No.
No, it's...
I know what you're talking about. Damn it.
Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How the hell did I remember that?
Yeah, good memory, man.
So anyway, and then they'd also have some stand-ins. Sometimes Suzanne Summers wouldn't be there, so they'd have to have some other dizzy broad.
Yeah, jawline and her crossed eyes. They're kind of weird. What is this about?
I don't know. I think she's making a...
Chrissy Wilczek. Comstock. But I happened to catch her on this Mork and Mindy cast thingy, so I wanted to... Anyway, sorry. I don't know if she's a guest star in there or something, or Mindy's sister or something. Yeah, she's cute.
She looks very familiar.
Yeah, very cute. Three's Company, man. Awesome show. You can't... you were in the middle of something, though, and I cut you off.
Yeah, I was saying that sometimes they would, like... Suzanne Somers would want to take a hiatus because she wanted to make as much money as Jack. I remember this.
Oh.
She was not getting enough money, and they're like, we can't give you the same amount of money as Jack because he's a guy, you know? I mean, that's how they were back then.
Yeah, right.
And she was like, I want the same money or else I'm not going to be on. So they replaced her with Jenny, which was...
What did you think of her? At first, I didn't like her, but you know what? Now that I think back on it, I don't think she was that bad.
No, she was really tall and really dumb and pretty. I don't know. I didn't like her part as much as I liked Suzanne Somers'
part. Well, Chrissy was really dumb, though.
Well, Chrissy was very dumb.
I mean, she was a box of rocks on that show.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, she was kind of playing that part, the dumb blonde, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And Janet was cool. She had her own
comedy. She had her own comedy.
Yeah.
She was funny, yeah.
She had her own kind of comedy. With
Remember the neighbor, Larry?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're to go to the Regal Beagle.
Regal Beagle, yeah. And then...
And he would always have some kind of date. Some.
Yeah,
something.
He was dating some hot-ass broad.
Yeah, him or
remember,
Jack would
remember,
be.
Remember Greedy Gretchen?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she a little older?
I don't
Gretchen
remember.
Was the one that... She looked like she could have been pushing 50. You know what I mean? Jack Tripper's like probably in his 30s, playing a 20-something, maybe.
Yeah.
On that show.
I don't
this
know,
chick
but
looked like
I remember
she was
he's
old.
It's like, oh, Gretchen, greedy Gretchen. And then somebody says something about it, he's like, oh, greedy. It's just hilarious. I love the way that...
man, that guy died
what's
way
his real
too
name?
John Ritter.
John Ritter.
Yeah, he
I love
died
the way
way
he,
too
he was
early,
such
man.
A great actor. He really was.
Yeah, he was.
He did die. He had a heart, just all of a sudden, his heart, like, exploded or something. Some weird thing.
Jeez, man. I know. That's really too bad, too, because he... What was his last movie? Was that... Was his last movie...
Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I remember
he was
in that
gay
movie
dude in that.
With that really yoked-up broad. That like, a woman bodybuilder. And then he like, has sex with her.
That was in the 80s, right? Yeah, that was in the 80s or something.
Maybe mid. Probably 80s somewhere. But she was like... What do you think about this body? And then she goes, what do you think about it? And I'm going to give it, I've been working on this body. She's flexing and showing off all of her
what
muscles and all
this.
I don't know, but he's like, I remember there was a part in it where he put on a condom and it was a glow in the dark condom.
Oh.
And then another dude came walking in. I know, and they were like sword fighting. And I was like,
oh
this
gosh.
Is really, luckily you can only see the fake condomness of it because it was really kind of
bodybuilder. Trying to find the name of that movie. Sorry
about
the title.
About like something about women. Like it reminds me of
maybe it
what
is
women want. Skin Deep.
Okay.
That's what it was called.
Skin Deep isn't.
You might be able to find that part.
Right here, there's the chick.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
Her. Yeah, she's all yoked up, great big muscles.
Yeah, jeez. She looks like, she reminds me of, She could be Ted DiBiase right there. My gosh, the Million Dollar Man. The wrestler?
Yeah, right.
Is that a Ric Flair? She looks more like Ric Flair than a woman.
She's got a pretty face. I mean, it's not a great picture, but... Oh, that's Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt.
That's not Helen Hunt.
No?
I don't think so, no. No, I want to see if it's...
If Helen Hunt is in that, and I need to know. Yeah, basically skin deep. That was him just trying to screw every woman he could.
Yeah, that was like the... Is that her there? That's not the same one, is it?
No.
The one he was in the sack with?
No.
Looks like he's almost going to give pinch. Her a twister yeah, he's there. Maybe.
He's going to tune in Tokyo.
Get the forehead on that one.
Look at that. That's a white Oprah.
Yeah, really,
it is. Looks like Oprah, but she's white with red hair.
A bleached Oprah. Jeez. Yeah, right, I don't know. Okay. I can't find any anyway, other pictures as broad.
Three's Company. Back to Three's Company.
Give some slices.
My gosh.
Fetch lives.
Fletch. Oh, that's right, from Fletch. I remember her.
I remember seeing her. It can't be her. No. Well.
No, I don't think so. But I guess it wasn't Helen Hunt, so... Thought for sure that looked like Helen Hunt. I mean,
no, I really for a long time I had a crush on her, and I probably would have recognized her, but I don't know.
Helen Hunt, you had a crush on?
Yeah, okay, I thought she was really pretty for a long time.
Yeah, right.
How many freaking people are in this?
Yeah, the budget didn't fall out the window in this one.
No,
that was a good movie though, Skin Deep. Anyway, back to Three's Company. So, yeah, Three's Company was huge. It just went through so many. There was so many. Well-defined characters, I guess. The characters really made... They worked well with each other, and they made... The premise was that, you know, it's a stand-up place. You can't... A guy cannot live with two girls. And then they're like, well, he's gay. And he says, I'm gay. That's why I'm not going to be trying to screw these girls.
Yeah,
they made it okay. That's what made it okay. And then when Farley came...
I forgot about that.
When Farley came, he was going to kick him out because I can't have you living with two girls. And he goes, but I'm gay. And he's like, well, whatever. Oh, and then he saw him kissing a girl. He's like, you're not gay.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember there was little things like that. Like, he always had to...
It's like he would try to catch him, you know, try to catch him, you know, kissing a girl or whatever.
There was stuff like that all the time.
They would always prove him wrong or whatever. Not prove him wrong, but fake him out or whatever.
Yeah. So, next one here, this... I don't know if you've seen this very much, but I did. This was something.
I think I have a season of this somewhere on DVD. Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And man,
Kotter.
Yeah, Kotter. You got. I get confused. Yeah. My stomach gets squeezed.
Rattle my brains.
Yeah, yeah.
Rattles my brains. It's a John Travolta.
John Travolta, yeah. I think it was his first role, I think.
Yeah, I think it is too, yeah. Vinny. Vinny Barbarino?
Barbarino? I think it's Barbarino. Vinny Barbarino?
Yeah, that's right.
Vinny Bag of Donuts? No.
Joey Bag of Donuts.
Welcome back.
Welcome, crack. Pipe that you smoked a lot.
But it's a cool cast, too. And a lot of these guys went on to do some cool stuff, too.
Yeah, right. Adam Moniz. Wasn't Tony Danza in this? Maybe not, no.
Smoking crack. Yeah, now it makes me want to see an episode.
I know, I was thinking, hey, wait till it comes on, but it's not going to come on. It's going to start doing that rap, weird rap stuff. Remember, Juan Luis Pedro Velo de Huevos Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
He said his name, and he would like have 14 that was a dude, middle names.
He had like real fro-y hair.
Yeah.
But he was... That
was Washington. Hi there. That guy.
But he was like Hispanic, right?
Yeah, Hispanic guy. He had a fro, I guess. Juan Luis Pedro Fedo de Huevos Epstein.
Yeah, right. It's like, what the hell?
I don't remember what it was.
And you got Horseshack.
Hello. How are ya?
Oh. Whenever he had a question or whatever, he had an answer or whatever.
And he explained what his name was. It means, Horseshack, it means the cattle are dying. That's what it meant. The cattle are dying.
Wow.
And, he's like, hello, how are ya?
I modeled Horsack impression.
I think I've seen that dude in one movie after that.
Yeah, I think he wrote on that. He's like, I wish they would do some reruns so I can make some money here.
Yeah, right.
I got to have a garage sale just to make rent.
But that, it was a cool show, though. I mean, you got, I know there's other names that we know on there, but I cannot, besides Epstein, I would never guess Epstein.
Yeah, right.
I remember the character, but I wouldn't guess the name, but the teacher, obviously, Travolta, and I know there's another, don't you mean tycoons? No, typhoons, because when we're done, we're going to blow it, whatever, that one black dude.
Yeah, and they used to say, up your nose with a rubber hose,
yeah,
in your ear with a can of beer. They had all these little sayings that they would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was young enough to where I picked up on some of those, and I would joke around with people with that.
Man, I can't remember that dude's name, but the black dude was really funny in it, too.
Yeah, I don't know what his real name is, but he was Washington in the
movie. Well, okay, the show. Washington, okay.
Welcome Back, Kotter kind of reminds me of The Greatest American Hero.
How?
William Catt is like Kotter, and then all those misfits kids are in the class, and he's a hero though. I mean, he's like has a Greatest American Hero was pretty good.
Greatest American Hero, was he a teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why. Yeah,
he had like
that.
A class of Eddie and the Cruisers guy was in his class. You know, Eddie from Eddie and the Cruisers.
Really?
Yeah. He was on that show.
He wouldn't have been that young, though, right? Eddie from Eddie and the Cruisers?
Yeah.
In the 80s, he was Eddie and the Cruisers. He wasn't that young then.
No, he was about the same age. I mean, but he was playing, supposed to be a senior in high school, I guess. Or maybe.
Yeah, right.
I know, I'm sure it wasn't college. He was all leathered up. And
that's the same with Breakfast Club, though.
Yeah, right.
Half of those guys in there were like 27 when they're playing high school students. You
know? John, especially Jugs.
Judd
Nelson.
Actually, a lot of them were like 24, 25. Judd was the oldest.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was pushing probably 28, but I know he was older than the other ones. So the next one here is one of Spike's favorites.
Yeah, what's happening? Hey, Raj. And then Dwayne. Dwayne's the one kind of dumb.
Yeah, he's always carrying a basketball with him.
Yeah, yeah. And then Rerun, obviously.
The Rerun would dance. He was a big, fat guy, but he danced man.
Yeah, he could move. For a big guy, that dude could move.
Yeah, right. I mean, he'd spin around and do the splits and jump up. And
and Roger. Hey, Rog.
Yeah.
He was the whitest dude on the show.
Yeah, but he was pretty dark.
I mean, he was dark as...
He acted very vanilla.
Yeah, right. He was very well-spoken.
But, you know, the other ones were all cool. And he was the nerd. So that's what made him look white.
He's very upstanding, too.
Yeah.
And I was...
The upstanding nerd and always was... they were conniving and they were going to do something. He's like, no. No, guys, let's do the right thing here, all right?
He was always the voice of reason. Yeah, right.
Remember when Rerun went to a Doobie Brothers concert and hit a tape recorder in his he had that freaking long ass coat.
Man, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember. I would have never remembered that.
It fell out of the recorder fell out of his freaking, what is that, trench coat.
Yeah, right.
And then they were like, come on, Rerun, what are you doing, man? Come on, man. Why would you do that, man? We trusted you, because that was... Bootlegging was really a big deal back then, and, you know, people would cornhole you for that. They'd throw it...
throw you through a big...
They'd throw a beanbag up your ass.
Yeah, they'd throw you through a big...
A great big hole.
Yeah, geez. I couldn't get that one going to save myself. But no, it's a great show, though, man. It's...
His sister, too, was always, like, pissed and bitching about
it. Oh, yeah. D, right?
Yeah,
she was always the smart ass and always messing with Raj.
Yeah, that was her brother.
And didn't Dwayne like her? Did Dwayne
I think maybe she liked him.
Okay, yeah.
She was all gaga over somebody, but then never let anybody know. And she would, if it was ever brought up, she'd be a real bitch about it or something.
And then Cheryl. Cheryl was at the restaurant. Wasn't that a spinoff?
Yeah, right. I think she did spinoff.
She had her own show where Shirley? It was her and the... Shirley, yeah.
Yeah, Shirley. It was the name of her.
And they would... Yeah, they would come around and they would show up. Well,
I don't know if that was a
what's
spinoff.
What's happening now? Or, was there a One's Happening Now?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. It was like years later.
Yeah. Maybe in the 90s.
Yeah, right. And they were all old and stupid. I'm kidding. Old people are stupid. Anybody over 30, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we're a couple of dopes. But yeah, What's Happening is a great show. And those other ones were good, too. I was actually, I really like when they brought those back. You know, the What's Happening Now in the Shirley's Place or something, maybe?
Shirley's Place. I think that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was funny in her own way.
Yeah, she was really funny.
Yeah.
Nell Carter was part of a spinoff, too, of some show.
Yeah. She was with all the girls, right? She was with a show with all the girls, and then that spun off into a show with Nell, right? Or was it?
I don't know, man. This is going too deep. Yeah, let's get on to the next one here, which is the last one in this category. And this one
this is, a great
is very very known for some big-ass cleavage. Big white cleavage, because, man, she was
very Lonnie Anderson, man. When I used to watch this, I used to watch it just for her, basically.
Good gravy, man.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
She just had famous...
Pups.
I mean, if you could...
A couple of pups just arguing and fighting and just going after it underneath that blouse. No.
She would sometimes be in a cold studio, too.
Intro season two, so maybe they changed
it
for season
they changed
two.
It. This sucks.
Think of me once in a while.
I'm tired of packing and packing. Yeah, Frank Boner.
Richard Sanders.
Yeah, that was Les Nessman. He didn't have an office. Dude, this is driving me nuts. I can't stand this.
Yeah, these are different people, too.
And yeah, this is not...
Well, they brought the cleavage back, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. Tony Kitaen. Good gravy, dude. I don't remember. Huge Wilson.
Huge Wilson. I'm Huge Wilson.
Well, that was season two, which I guess I had never seen any of because I didn't know that there was a different. So instead of Jenny, which was Lonnie Anderson, they had some other woman playing that part of the cleavage woman.
She looked like she was filling that blouse
she
out,
was,
too.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was might have had some duct tape going.
She
I mean,
was going kinda, for it. She was giving it a go.
Giving it a go. Well, I guess that's what we're going to call it here for this part two.
Yeah. We got more coming, so.
Yeah, there's some more shows, and these are fun. These
are total 70s. Memory lane, man.
Now, there's the next one here we're going to have is action shows.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this one, man. I hope you guys liked it, got something out of it.
Yeah, hopefully it was fun.
For us, these are, you know, just instant fun because it's so many memories. So,
yeah.
Hopefully you guys, you know, remember a lot of stuff that we're talking about and you get the
simpler
same
times.
Out of it that we get. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Back then, things were a lot easier than what they are now.
Man,
I mean, just.
Simpler times is not much better way to put it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the 80s, 70s, the 80s, I mean, just things are so different. No phones,
right.
No, you know, nowadays you gotta, it's like everything's on your phone. And I'm getting tired of having a phone constantly.
I know, you become dependent on it, and that sucks.
Yeah, I don't like being dependent on it.
And I can't stand
it. If you don't have it, other people are like, why don't you have your phone?
Yeah, right.
And it's like, you're not in charge of my phone habits.
It's like Bill Burr said, could you imagine leaving your house and walking away like two blocks and then realizing you don't have your phone with you, you would panic. You'd be like, oh my gosh, and you start running home to get to your phone.
When I go to the store, if I forget my phone, I sometimes smile because it's like, I didn't have to have it.
I'm the same
way.
I made
it out the door and I didn't have to have it.
We're at a restaurant. I'm like my wife, my two kids, all on their phones, staring at their phones. I'm looking at every single table. Everybody's staring at their phones and I'm not. At lunch, at work, everybody's staring at their phones and I'm not. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm better than everybody. So
I'm not
there's something.
At all.
Try and spend less time with your phone. That's
unless you're listening to this on your phone.
Then
spend a little bit extra time
and
listen to another episode and then put your phone down.
And then pick it back up and listen to some more. And tell everybody else about it.
And send us your Addy so we can send you some stickers.
Some stickers, yeah.
So, and that'll do
Stickers look just like the picture on the website. So if you go to shootspike.com, the sticker looks just like that.
And they just make you want to stick them everywhere. So
I know. So you want to stick them around so people can learn about this.
Yeah. So spread the word, man. Tell your friends, your family, your grandparents, school friends. Post it on Facebook.
Teachers.
And we will see you guys next week.
Take care.
This is Shoot.
Come back tomorrow as a reasonable partner.
This is Spike.
This is bull****.